Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Thank you. No fun to make our enemies. Thank you. Thank you. 5th of September, 1979. Tape 1 in the ongoing life story of John Winston Ono Lennon. Talk about 9 Newcastle Road, because that's the first place I remember. And it's a good way to start. Red brick, front room, never used, hose curtains drawn, picture of a horse and carriage on the wall, which ended up at Nanny's place, that's Anne, who's still living in Rock Ferry, Cheshire. And she sold it. First thing I remember is a nightmare. There was only 3 bedrooms upstairs, one in the front on the street, and one in the back, and one teeny little room in the middle. This is boring, I can't be bothered doing it. Let's think of something else. Well, I was listening to the radio and Dylan's new single or album, whatever the hell it is, came on. About everybody's got to get served. I mean, what was it? You've got to serve someone. You've got to serve somebody. So, he wants to be a waiter now. He wants to be a waiter for Christ. The backing was mediocre by Jerry Wexler, and the singing was really pathetic, and the words were just embarrassing. So, here we sit, watching the mighty Dylan and the mighty McCartney and the mighty Jagger slide down the mountain. Blood and mud in their nails. Well, that's the way the world is. That's the way the world is, oh yes. The difference between now and a couple of years back is that whenever there was a new thing out by any of the aforesaid, I used to feel a sense of panic and competition. And now I just feel like, even in the last few months, it's changed. At least I would send out for their albums or something just to hear it. There doesn't seem any point now. Take a break. How do we break? Just put it off. Still, even talking about them or thinking about them, still really being involved in it. Because the ultimate disassociation would be not even to know that they had an album. But now at least I get pleasure in it instead of panic. The main pleasure being, of course, that it's all a load of shit. It's So I suppose I'll always feel competitive with them because they were from that same generation. But when I hear something like pop music by Robin Scott or the Blondie single, I really enjoy it, you know, because I don't feel competitive about it. Well, he who laughs. Read Truman Capote's interview with himself in this week's or month's whatever interview magazine. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't any better than the one I did 2 years ago. Although at the time I thought it originated, but somebody told me Bernard Shaw had done it. I like that remark some woman made about Bernard Shaw, that his brains had gone to his head. What's that? Sounds like birds. Well, of course, the bagpipes got me right back to Edinburgh, which is one of my favorite dreams. And, the Edinburgh Festival and the tattoo in the castle when all the bands of the world's armies would come and march and play. And the favorites, I think they were usually the Americans because they swung like shit, apart from actually the Scots, who were really the favorites. And I always remember feeling very emotional about it, especially when they did the bit at the end where they put all the lights out and there's just one guy playing the bagpipes, lit by a lone spotlight. Okay. Well, in 1981, I'll take Sean there. Because that's a good year to go. I always felt free in Scotland. Probably the same feeling I get in Japan, actually. It's the feeling of being in a foreign country, and therefore you don't belong to the... You don't have to deal with the social mores so much. Free from everything. It's easier to be yourself in a foreign country. I think that's why so many people go crackers. When they get on holidays in those places, the freedom's too much for them. Well, it's easier to think than talk. I was just remembering the time when I had my hand on my mother's tit in number one Blomfield Road in off Mather Avenue, near Garston. That's when I was about 14. Took a day off school. I was always doing that and hanging out in her house. And we were lying on the bed and I was thinking, I wonder if I should do anything else. And it was a strange moment, because I actually had the hots, as they say, for some rather lower class female that lived on the opposite side of the road. But I always think that I should have done it, presuming she would have allowed it. The thing I wanted to add about McCartney, Dylan, Jagger et al. Is that they're all company men in various disguises, but basically company men. Forgetting the singing dwarf, Mr. Simon. And by the way, Mother was wearing a black Angora shirt. short sleeve round neck sweater. Not too fluffy, maybe it was that other stuff, cashmere. That's it, right, cashmere. Soft wool anyway. And I believe that tight, dark, green, yellow mottled skirt. Hey-ho. I also remembered seeing her going down on Twitchy, or otherwise known as Robert Dykins, D-Y-K-I-N-S, her Bobby Dykins, her second husband. I don't know if she ever married him or not. She was under the bed sheets and I wandered into the room as I was staying there. Same period, 14 on, 13 on, whatever. And I can't remember exactly what I felt. Shock, I know that. Because I was already probably into it myself. I probably wasn't that shocked. Because the idea of going down on him, I think, sleazy little waiter, with the nervous cough and the thinning margarine-coated hair. He used to always push his hand in the margarine or the butter, usually margarine, and grease his hair with it before he left. He used to keep his tips in a big tin on top of a cupboard in the kitchen where I used to always steal them. And I believe Mother got the blame. That's the least they could do for me. Well, I'm sitting here waiting to be taken out to view yet another group of houses for our country retreat. This endless search for Scotland outside of New York, within an hour of New York. Well, now I've given up Scotland and the ocean. I'm settling for some grass and a tree. I read somewhere about some guy saying that, you know, about the sexual fantasies and urges that he had all his life when he was 20, and then when he was 30 he thought they'd cool down a bit, and then when he got in his 40s he thought they'd cool down, they didn't, and he went on 60s, 70s until he was still driveling on in his mind when he couldn't possibly do anything about it, apparently. So that rather, well, I'm not depressed, but I mean, I just thought, shit. Because I was always waiting for them to lessen. But I suppose it's going to go on forever. Well, forever is a bit too strong a word there. Let's say, go on until you leave this body anyway. Let's hope. Maybe the game is to conquer it, as they say, before you leave, otherwise you come back for more. And who wants to come back just to come? Well, maybe I read it in the Capote thing. I'll check that out.
Well, here we are. Age 39, looking out of my hotel window. Wondering whether to jump out or get back in bed. So I got back in bed.
Thank you. can't, you know, chew him, but it's all right. I mean, it's not too bad. You can't, you know, chew him, but it's all right. It's not too bad. Can't you know, tune in, but it's all right.
all you can do is like, I'm going to just be, you know, one turn thing. See? So you have to go and do one turn, just like one line. Don't give me that look. Now, and I'm going to just go on doing that too. See, and
you're not liable to leave the room while you leave me doing the one note.
No. Don't worry about that. As long as you do the one note.
Okay, I think I've got it up.
Then,
I'll just get my note.
And then you get out of the...
Got it.
If you get out of your breath...
Yes.
Then you just take your breath and you go on again.
Right. Excuse me. Do I wait for you to finish?
No, you have... No.
Oh, I do it at the same time.
Right, right, right.
All right.
Because you have a different...
Right, time. Excuse us. We start again. With a 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, with a 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're getting going off. No, you have to
start
that.
I'm just counting it in.
Okay.
Right. With a 1, 2, 1, 2, 1.
You did enough of that. So let's go. Okay. I can't go here.
Yes, yes. She's having trouble.
Yes.
Oh, we're starting again now. Take that from the top, will you, love? Now look. Lean over, you know, a bit more sweep as we come round the side wing. All right, start again.
I can't even do one turn now.
She's going through that stage. It's all right. We'll wait for her, ladies and gentle spoons.
My love. at me. Look at me, my love. Here I am. Oh, my love. Who am I? Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Who am I? Nobody else can see, just you and me. Who are we?
must have done it. Billy was smart and he lived on the hill.
Tears in his eyes, heart running wild. minus 36,010. Seems to go down on it. That's all I mean. Down. No, it goes, the piano just doesn't do that on that one break after the solo, you know. After the guitar's done the bit, and the piano comes in for that break over the down. Well, take the record home and listen. It's something very simple, otherwise Paul couldn't have played it. He can only play, you know, basics. So he must have just rolled down, but his left hand's his right hand. So it might mean you'd have to use your right hand for it, but it's just something like... down, or something. It's simple, it just always sounds weird because it's tape back all over. Okay.
Yes, my love, don't you worry, you're making me a happy girl. Yes, my love, don't you worry, you're making me a happy girl. Happy girl, I'm the happiest girl in the world. I'm the happiest girl in the world. Yes, my love, don't you worry, you're making me a happy girl. I'm the happiest girl in the world. Yes, my love, yes, my love, don't you worry.
Don't expect me to be the same. make you happy.
Didn't tell me to play yet. So we go from the top then, with me vamping too, you mean?
The soldier, yeah, we do that, but then I'll play the one that's being a bit harder. Just play nice and loud, and I'll just blow him when he comes.
Second time I say a few more, oh no. As soon as I say hit it, just come in on the top. Okay.
And just play as wild as you can, you know.
Because it's right in the center of the place. No, it's going there.
Bye. Right now. and I don't know what I'll do.
Call your name. It's all I have.
Sure, I can run through the tracks for you. I just happen to have the track list in front of me. On side one, we have a track called Going Down on Love, which is very nice. And then we have the single next, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, with Elton yodeling with me. We sound like Patience and Prudence. In fact, some people thought we'd speeded the track up, but we didn't. We just... Oh, and then, amazing, following that, we have a track called Old Dirt Road, which is featuring Harry doing harmony. You can just hear him in the mix. I didn't realize I put them both together. And we have a track called What You Got, which is a bit sort of, I guess you'd call it R&B or rocky. Then we have a track called Bless You, which is another of my favorite songs. And then we have a track called Scared, and that's the end of side one. On side two, we have Number 9 Dream, which is very dreamy indeed. Followed by Surprise, Surprise, brackets, Sweet Bird of Paradox. And then we have the very ironic Steel and Glass. Then we have an instrumental, which I've never done on my own before, which is called Beef Jerky. I think I've only ever done two before. That was Flying on Magical Mystery Tour, and George and I did one in Hamburg called Cry for a Shadow. So that's a very rare piece of work. And then we have my favorite piece of work, Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out, and followed by a track which is not a real track, as it were, called Ya-Ya, which is has my son Julian playing drums on it, me playing piano. And he was in New York with me, and he looked like the studio, and we recorded him. He was always fiddling around with the drums and things. So that's it. Get it off, folks. Get it off.
Let's see now.
Thank you. Such insanity, it's a wonder I survived.